Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me on the phone, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. It's good to be here today. I hope everyone's happy.
You know, Sheriff, I think that the weather has definitely played a role on my mood. I'm loving the improvements in the warm weather that we've had. So I definitely feel like it's making a difference.
A little bit of a spring Carbon County teaser, though. It always looks a little warmer than it is.
Oh, always, always. You still have to wear your coat, but it looks nice from afar.
It is nice. So today I want to talk to you about an event that's coming up. That's on April 24th, which is a Saturday. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's the Carbon and Emery Opioid and DEA Enforcement Administration Prescription Take-Back Day. So every year, the DEA, this is the 20th nationwide event since they started it 10 years ago. So every year they do these things, and we like to help them out. So this year in Carbon County, it's going to be here in the parking lot at the sheriff's office. It'll be, of course, COVID compliant. It's just kind of a drop-off event. But we have all of our community partners with the health department and the college, and I can't remember everybody that's even involved. There's a whole lot of them. It'll be here to do it. You know, and last fall, Americans turned in nearly 883,000 pounds of prescription medication nationwide.
Wow.
And so it's a good event. And, you know, there's a lot of benefit to that. If you've had an elderly grandparent or somebody that's been battling an illness and had a lot of prescriptions, and if they've passed away or they've recovered and need to get rid of those prescriptions, this is a good opportunity to do that, and you want to do that.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, to get them out of the house, get rid of them, make you less of a target for theft, and also just less of an opportunity for someone to get confused and take the wrong meds.
Absolutely. And, you know, Sheriff, it's always one of those weird things where you think, you know, there was a couple years back where my husband broke his ankle, and he ended up having a lot of leftover pain pills that he didn't need. And we didn't know what to do with them. I mean, it's not like you can throw them away. It's not like you can flush them down the toilet. These pose so many risks, and they're just not the proper way to dispose of medications. So drop-offs like this are exactly what people need to do.
So this one's going to be April 24th, and it's going to be here at the Sheriff's Office in Price. Now, Emery County's doing it as well, and it's going to be at the Stewart's in Castledale. So we will be ready to take all that stuff in. And then here's a little tip. If it's not a take-back day, you know, these events happen two times a year. If it's not a take-back day, you still, if you have unwanted prescriptions that you need disposed of, bring those to the sheriff's office. We have the ability to dispose of those here. We have an incinerator, and they fire that thing up every now and again and incinerate. So we will take them. There's also the drop boxes at Price Police Department that will take them as well. And I'm not sure. I think Helper has one as well, Helper Police. So, but yeah, those are the places if you just have them and you don't want to wait until the 24th.
Right. And, you know, Sheriff, you did mention a couple of the reasons why you want to get rid of them. And I think one of the biggest, especially if you do have an elderly relative or, you know, maybe you're the caretaker for someone and they do have leftover medication, if they are in the same cabinet as ones that they are currently taking, they could get confused and take the wrong medication. And then another huge one is risk of theft. And, you know, if somebody knows that you do have pain medication at home or any sort of medication, that is just opening the door for theft and somebody to break into your home to steal those.
Exactly. And, you know, I've seen over the years, I've seen people get scammed out of meds as well by being a good Samaritan. You know, someone show up to their house and say, hey, it's passing by and I'm not feeling well. Can I use your restroom really fast? And, you know, most people would be like, yeah, you're welcome to use my restroom. Well, they may be looking to see what you have in your medicine cabinet in there.
Right, for sure. And that's definitely something you want to be aware of. So, Sheriff, the event is coming up. So a huge time for people to, you know, you're spring cleaning your home, spring clean your medicine cabinets at the same time, go through and get rid of any unneeded medications that you've got in there.
Exactly. And we'll look forward to seeing folks. I can't remember how many pounds we took in the last time, but it was a lot. There was a significant amount that we took in on our last event. So maybe we'll update after this is over and let everyone know what we brought in.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So that's coming up on the 24th. And I'm sure, Sheriff, that your Facebook page, the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, will be updating with more information as that gets available and as it gets closer, as well as we will and put that on our website as well as the Facebook pages.
Yep. We'll get it out there and you'll be able to see it on that. And then we'll talk about it some more between now and then.
Perfect. Well, Sheriff, as always, it's a pleasure to get you on the phone and chat with you for just a little bit. I know you're a busy guy, so we appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, I love the opportunity. Want to tell everyone, have a good weekend. Be safe and sound out there. We should have a lot of traffic in our area as spring approaches. I think we're going to be popular this summer. So
I think so.
Just be careful.
All right, Sheriff, thanks so much. Again, that was another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.